Hey, and welcome back to the Ad-Free Show's Top 10 of 2021 Countdown. I, of course, am John Alba. And over the past week, I've been walking you through some of our favorite Ad-Free Show's moments from this past year and catching you up on some things that you may have missed. Because let's be real, AFS is just bringing you so much content every single day. I don't blame you if you miss something. There's no way you miss this guy, Eric Bischoff, the Ken doll himself. He had one hell of a 2021, taking the shackles off and not being afraid to speak his mind on anything. We saw him fire back, respond to plenty of mean tweets sent his way, and he gave additional thoughts over on After 83 Weeks. But it was his quarrel with AEW and Tony Khan that caught everyone's attention, as he told the world to shut up and wrestle.
That Tony embraces the role of being an underdog. And, you know, you talked about, you know, this scene that Cody and I had on Roads to the Top. It was kind of the advice I was giving Tony, hoping others would see it. They're the underdog. AEW is at the point now where people want them to succeed. And by continually talking about how much better than they are than WWE and talking about the competition, first of all, they're not in competition with WWE. They're in the same industry, but they're not competition in the real sense. If you're going to say you're competing with WWE, then let's talk numbers, because numbers are objective. Is AEW anywhere near WWE in terms of revenue? No. WWE is going to make more money going over to Saudi Arabia for one weekend than AEW is going to make from Turner for the entire year of programming. So there's no comparison from a revenue point of view. There's no comparison in terms of their global viewer footprint. Now, AEW is starting. They're on their way, and I'm sure that eventually, someday in the next 5 years, their international footprint is going to become meaningful. But right now, it's not. It's almost non-existent. So they're not really competitive when it comes to revenue. They're not really competitive when it comes to global audience. What other metrics are there? Well, let's use the one that everybody likes to talk about, you know, on the internet, and compare and defend and argue, but you know, WWE is still on average delivering twice the audience as AEW is. So, but on what basis is there a real competition? And if Tony were to call me and ask for any advice, here's what it would be. Shut up and wrestle, dude. Just put out the best product you can, and you've proven you can. Focus on that. Now, this is weird coming from me, right? The guy who challenged Vince McMahon, the guy who did all the, gave away their finishes, right? So people are listening to this and going, yeah, but that's
the young Tony.
What young the Tony. Hell?
Yeah.
But here's the difference. I was actually competing with him. I was going head to head, real head to head. Like, my show started the same time his show started each and every week. And another thing, Tony came out and says, oh, we're at the 1996 stage of WCW, and we're just going to not make their mistakes. Tony, you're inventing some mistakes, brother, by coming out there and constantly comparing yourself or deriding your competition, but not having the willingness, I almost said balls, not having the willingness to say, okay, let's go head to head. Let's really compete. Let's see who can get whose market share. That's real competition. So I'm a little disappointed in the rhetoric that I'm hearing out of Tony, as well as some of their talent, man. Shut the fuck up. Until you're actually competing, and you're actually competing favorably. And by the way, Tony, in 1996, I was kicking WWE's ass every week in a real head-to-head competition, not a cosplay competition. Not by focusing on, you know, percentage of an 18 to 49 year old demo, because that's the only favorable comp you have. And it really doesn't mean anything in context. What does it really mean? You know, I'm reading these. Brandon Thurston, and by the way, I think Brandon's doing a great job of aggregating relevant, current, accurate data. But nobody puts that data into context. Data without context and without a way to interpret it and apply it means absolutely nothing.
Wow. Yeah, got to say this. What you see is what you get with Eric Bischoff. But I did hear him say once or twice that controversy creates cash. So I don't know. All I do know is I definitely, definitely never want Eric Bischoff to shut up. So keep it coming easy. That does it for us on our countdown today. Join us tomorrow as we crack the top five of 2021 right here on adfreeshows.com.